Welcome back to the show. Time now to talk with Nick Fairley, who recently signed a four-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. Nick, first of all, congratulations. How does it feel?
Feels great. Feels great. I'm glad to be part. Glad we got it done, and I'm glad to be here.
So how was this process like? Was it a simple, just I want to be here and make things happen sort of deal?
Kind of say that. Yeah, that's what it was. When I left here last season, right at the end of the season, I talked to a lot of guys, and I was like, man, this is the place I want to be. So whatever we got to do, we need to get it done. So
you signed a one-year deal heading into last season. Yes, did you feel like that was kind of a risk as far as, you know, a long-term deal? Or was that something that you said, I wanted to prove myself before, you know, making any other?
That was something I would say. I really just wanted to prove myself, to show up that, like, this is the kind of player you're going to get in and out your locker room, on the field, just a hard worker. And I want to say I kind of accomplished a lot of things doing that, and I got a lot more that I want to accomplish.
Now, I think you had a career high in tackles and sacks. Do you feel like this was your best year of your career so far?
I would say that. I would say that was my most productive year of all. And like I said, I got more to give. And I know I can't wait to get out there on the field and get out there in April, start working out with the guys, seeing the guys in the locker room. I just can't wait.
Yeah. Why was it such a productive year for you? What was it maybe about what you did on the field that kind of made you so great this season?
I would say playing with more consistency, being out there and just giving it all, my each and every down, you know. Then I played with a lot of great guys on defense, you know. Just being able to go out there and just give them all and play my part and do my part in the defense. It worked out well for me.
How much did being close to home kind of, you know, take into factor when you're from Mobile, not too far away? Did that make this decision a little easier?
Of course. You know, being right there in Mobile, Mobile native, grew up Saints fan, you know, right there. Everybody in Mobile really Saints fan. So my sisters, brothers, my, you know, saying nieces and nephews, my dad, everybody's going to be able to come see me next year, and I can't wait.
I was about to say, how much family do you have there?
Oh, everybody's really, in Mobile.
Yeah. How many games did they get to see of you last year?
I would say everybody caught about 9 games. Wow. They even caught a away game.
Now, I'm sure last year, being on that one-year contract, you had some extra motivation, you know. So what is it, your motivation now? You have a new deal with the team now. What's next for you?
I feel like I still have to prove myself. You know, like I said, I had the best year of my career last year, but I still, like I said, there's still more in me in the tank that I can give out. And I just want to prove that Nick Fairley's going to come out and bust his butt each and every down, and he's going to give it all.
So what do you want to work on as far as maybe something on the field that maybe you said, man, I did good last year, but maybe I can do better?
I would say my pass rush, being consistent with that, getting out of the passer. That's something I've been working on all season already. Just, you know what I'm saying, working on technique and trying to get to the quarterback, each and every down whenever they pass it.
You had a full year under Dennis Allen as defensive coordinator. How was it getting adjusted to that, and how do you think you all did?
It was great. You know, DA's a great guy, great coach, you know, good with the players. You know, he basically take us in and he kind of, this is what we're going to do on defense, and everybody bought in, and it's kind of good to have that coach that, you know, say everybody on the defense respects him. We know he's putting in the work, so that makes us want to put in a whole lot of work.
Now, you also had Sheldon Rankins, who the team drafted, missed the first few games with the injury, but how do you think he came along during the season?
Came along real great. He ended up season real good. I can't wait to get back out there. Like I said, it's April with him and working on a lot of things just together a bit because we know we're going to be out there. We just can't wait to get out there and get it going.
Do you see that as a big brother, little brother type of situation, you know, kind of easing his way into there that you kind of been able to help him down the road?
I wouldn't say big brother, little brother, but I would say we're going to go in there. We're going to kind of wreck some habit in that thing.
Yeah. Is it a little bit also competition-wise, you know, you have down there with him?
Say competition. Yeah. I think we're going to compete and make each other better. I would say that.
So what are your off-season plans for the rest of the summer, whether it's on the field, off the field? You got any vacations lined up, trying to relax, or is it all getting ready for the next season?
I actually just been relaxing now that this is said and done. I think I'm going to take me a nice vacation and let my hair down for a little bit before we come back to go to work.
Do you feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulder, just that it's finally done here?
I would say that, just finally being able to get a free agency out of the way and being able to come here where I want to be, and I just can't wait to get it going.
I know we talked about what's next for you as far as your motivation, but do you have any goals set for you already for next year, or what you even want to accomplish during this offseason as far as getting better on the field?
get in the best shape. Yep. You know, like I said, I've been working on my pass rush, and that's something that I'm going to harp on this shit, trying to get to the pass a lot more. Even if I don't sack him, just being able to put pressure on him and affect him, that's something I'm going to try to get at.
So how do you work on your pass rush during the offseason? Like, is it just drills that you do?
It's basically just working with drills, working with handbags, working with my feet work, you know, with jump ropes and ladders, just keeping my quickness down, my hand-eye coordination, you know, trying to beat blocks and certain things like that.
Before I let you go, I forgot to mention that you are from Mobile, but also DeMarcus Cousins on the Pelican side is from Mobile.
Yeah.
Have you been able to talk to him about that a little bit? Have you been able to see him here at the facility yet?
Not actually. Since he signed, I haven't seen him, but I can't wait to see him and tell him congratulations. You know, he signed there, and I can't wait to go watch him, actually.
So do you have any connections with him before, as far as knowing him before any of this?
No, not really. Just been from the same hometown, you know, how that goes. You know, same hometown. You get to know each other by everybody talking and like that. Yeah.
So you said you wanted to see him play. Are you a big Pelicans fan? Do you go to a lot of games or try to go to some games?
Yeah, I've been since last year. I know I went to 5, so I can't wait to catch some more.
Good deal. That's Nick Fairley. Welcome. I guess I'd say welcome back. Nice to have you on again.
Yeah, glad to be back.
All right. We'll be back after these messages.